Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to today's breakfast show here on 89.3 Call FM with me, Jerry D. Time right now, just a couple of minutes after the hour at 6 o'clock. I'm going to be keeping you company going right through till 10 o'clock this morning, so I hope you can stick around for a little while. And it is the 24th... Excuse me, a little froggy in my throat. It's the 24th of February. Just a few things here that are relevant to this date in the world of entertainment. Let's go back to 1942. The Voice of America, the VOA, aired for the first time in 1956 in Cleveland, Ohio. Police invoked a 1931 ordinance which barred people under the age of 18 from dancing, and quite rightly so too. This was in public unless accompanied by an adult. And lastly, for now, 1964, the Beatles, they appeared for the third time on the Ed Sullivan Show. But they did it this time, believe it or not, I like this expression, they did it on tape.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I know I've been a real bad girl. I try.
Joining us this morning, Gwen Stefani there, featuring Akon and the Sweet Escape. Going to break for sure, keep an eye on time. We're just 8 minutes now, 8 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. A day that feels a little bit strange, in a way, for the likes of me, at any rate. Reason being, well, first time since the Second World War, there is war in Europe today, as Russia has made a full... the full frontal attack on Ukraine. So keep an eye out for that. That's what is dominating the news when we look at the international news at 7 this morning, and definitely dominating the world of business. If you're in the world of business today, things might be a little bit strange. Time on the breakfast show now is 8.5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Keeping it all jolly, though, here on the breakfast show. Living in a box. Blow the house down.
Mountains are, we're out of bridge, you and I, out in
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had imaginings and we had all kinds of things and we laughed and needed love, yes I do. Oh, and I remember you. Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to cry a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had simplicity and we had toast for tea and we left and needed love, yes I do. Oh, and I remember you.
I remember the days at the old school yard. You might have almost forgotten by now, but don't worry, we're just over a week's time. They'll all be back, won't they? Yep, school goes back 7th of March. Right, time on the breakfast show, just a couple of seconds after, 15 minutes after 6 o'clock, so we can have a shower. If you're on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday morning, getting ready for Carnival weekend, aren't we all? I must admit, even I'm looking forward to it. I love that. That just about sums up how we feel this morning. That's how I play a trumpet. There you are. That's Te Pau. And how to get out of the shower this morning. That's Te Pau. And it's called This Girl. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. We're just a few seconds away from 20 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. What have we got lined up for you this morning? I just need to confirm that we'll be chatting with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, this morning. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour. Apart from that, it's you, me, and the music. Ingrid will be checking in. I guess she's here in the city. She was flying back from Florida yesterday. She might be in the city, or she may have already gone straight to El Valle, which might not have been a bad idea, because the traffic is going to start building up as of, really, I guess, as of today. A lot of people will take tomorrow off. It is coming up for Carnival weekend, isn't it? Oh, I could have a nice break. We'll take a break after tomorrow and come back next Thursday. That'll be a two-day week. I love it. Okay, so that's what we got for you this morning. Plenty of great music, of course. Going right through to 10 o'clock this morning. Try and stick around for as long as you can, please.
Jerry D.
wandering off into the distance from down under. That's Kylie Minogue there. And what do I have to do? We are keeping our time with 28 minutes, so that's after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Call FM. I was just looking at what was on my calendar, my the old age calendar. And it says here, the older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting in line for. This was from a humorist called Will Rogers. So there we are. That's for the senior moments calendar for this morning. And I always have senior moments trying to remember what it's called. So there we go. Right, as I say, plenty of music going right through to this morning. And by the way, don't forget, I've got a little announcement here, which we've been putting out during the week. Perhaps you might like to be an announcer for the day, or be a broadcaster for the day. Because don't forget, Call FM are giving you that opportunity. And it's just for a radio host. You could be a radio host for a day. And all you got to do is write to Call FM at 6301-2810, 6301-2810, and just tell Call FM why you would like to be our announcer for the day. Using your best voice, send us an audio saying, Happy World Radio Day. And let's celebrate the history and reliability of radio together in February, World Radio Month, by the way. For more information, well, just visit CoolFMPanama.com. CoolFMPanama.com. See if you can, I'll take his job any day of the week. Give it a try, why not? Absolutely. Right, time for us to take our first little break for the morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows Las Vegas style in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theater. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now, you can visit their offices. They're located in One Dias from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, for more information, contact them via Instagram, @AlorricaPanama. @AlorricaPanama.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. A big thanks to our sponsors and advertisers this morning. Let's take a look at some of the local news for now. We're looking at some of the headlines. We'll look at this in more detail, as always, at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Starting with the epidemiological report, obviously, happy to say that some of the numbers are still improving. In the last 24 hours, though, sadly, there were 7 new deaths from COVID-19 and another 4 updated from previous dates, while there were 734 new infections. Now, with these figures, the accumulated number of deaths now has risen to 8,047, according to the epidemiological report. Now, to detect the new cases, 8,948 tests were applied, which yielded a positivity of 8.2%. That number is coming down. So is this one. Active cases now totaling 8,715. Wasn't that long ago? I was looking and saying, good grief, 28,000. Of which 8,455 of those are in home isolation, and we have 260 hospitalized. The report details that in isolation, this is divided into 8,407 at home and 48 in the so-called hospital hotels. And those that are hospitalized, we have 212 patients in the wards and 48 in the intensive care units. During the first 2 months of this year, Panama has received 504,000 doses of pediatric vaccines against COVID-19 from the pharmaceutical company Pfizer. This is for children between 5 and 11 years of age. Early yesterday, the 8th lot with 72,000 doses arrived at the cargo terminal of the Tocumen International Airport, reported the Ministry of Health. The ministry also explained, by the way, that the pediatric vaccination for children from 5 to 11 years old and the placement of booster doses from the age of 16 continues and will last until tomorrow, Friday, in various circuits of the country. Health and education authorities are coordinating the final details for the return to face-to-face classes this year in accordance with the biosafety measures required due to COVID-19. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gordeta Villalobos, pointed out that the vaccination days are being prepared, as well as diagnostic tests in schools with the prior consent of the parents. It was also specified that to date 80% of children aged 12 and over are vaccinated, and that pediatric vaccination has 25% coverage among children aged 5 to 11 years of age. For an alleged property damage of more than $24 million, the Attorney General's Office requested on Wednesday the court to trial for 262 people. This is in the case of the compensation process for the Red Devils. In the request from the Public Prosecutor's Office to the Court of Accounts, there are 224 natural persons, 5 legal persons, 5 auditors, 7 former officials of the Land Transit and Transportation Authority, and 21 concessionaires. Now, according to the entity, they carried out their investigation in the provinces of Panama, Chiriquí, Veracruz, Coclé, Darien, and Los Santos. And the third liquidator court of criminal cases applied a 6-year prison sentence to the former head of the Ministry of Social Development, Guillermo Ferrofino. This was from 2009 to 14, and his wife, Milenia Vallorino de Ferrofino. This is for the commission of the crime of unjustified enrichment. We did mention this one yesterday, but more information has come out about the case. The ruling by Judge Baloisa Martinez details that an authorship report prepared by the Comptroller General of the Republic revealed that during his tenure at MIDIS, Ferrofino obtained unjustified enrichment to the amount of $2,288,000. Now, another relevant aspect of the ruling is the fact that Milena Vallorino de Ferrofino collaborated and benefited from all these illegal acquisitions to perpetrate the illicit act and, in addition, appeared in several bank accounts with her husband. It also adds that even Milena Vallorino de Ferrofino, in addition to having taken advantage of these acts, provided her mother's name to make some of the transactions. In her ruling, Judge Martinez ordered the confiscation of all their farms, bank accounts, and credit cards, and also imposed the accessory penalty of impediment to the exercise of public functions for a term of 5 years, once the main sentence has been served. On his Twitter account, Farafina stated that his evidence was not considered and therefore announced that his lawyers will appeal the ruling. An Attorney General's office sent a complaint to the Supreme Court of Justice where the deputy, Zulay Rodriguez, is mentioned. The complaint is related to the dispute over those 66 kilos of gold which are claimed by David Penagos and Diana Clemencia Rios, son and wife of the late Mexican José Luis Penagos. The relationship between Rodriguez and Penagos arose when the latter was arrested. This was on 9th of March in 2009, together with the Venezuelan Luis Felipe Mendoza in the transit zone of the Tocumen International Airport in possession of the bullion that the Customs Directorate seized, alleging that they had not been declared. The complainants point to Rodriguez for the alleged commission of crimes against economic assets in the form of theft and abuse of trust as a result of the provision of services against economic assets in its form of money laundering crimes. Well, the deputy, Rodriguez, has denied all the accusations and announced that she has made contacts with friends from the Morena Party of Mexico to represent her, because according to her, those who filed the complaint simulated a punishable act in Panama and returned to Mexico. The Deputy Director of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, Francisco Bustamante, resigned from his position on Wednesday, and this is from the entity confirmed, so Social Security confirmed his retirement, and Bustamante, who held the position since October the 1st of 2019, left the position for personal reasons, said the institution. And the authorities announced on Wednesday that due to the days off for Carnival, they will invert lanes on the Inter-American Highway. So this is what's going to happen. The transit operation will begin this Friday and will go right through till the 2nd of March, Ash Wednesday. Now, according to the National Police, on Friday, the changing of the lanes begins at 11 a.m. and runs through till 7 p.m. in the first section from Avenida de los Martires to Arihan Cabecera, and in a second section that goes from La Espiga to La Chorrera to Queso Chela de Capiera. On Sunday, the 27th of February, the same lane reversal for the return will be from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. from Queso Chela in Capiera to La Espiga in La Chorrera. On Monday, the 28th of March, and Tuesday, the 1st of March, depending on the behaviour of the vehicle aflow, the change will be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., highlighted the police. The National Secretary, okay, sit down. And it's not going to get better, this one, I tell you. The National Secretary of Energy reported that from Friday, that's tomorrow, there will be an increase in the price of 95 and 91 octane gasoline and diesel. Now, according to the entity, new prices will take effect from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning and will be in force until the 11th of March. Gallon of 91 and 95 octane gasoline will increase by 1/100, that's 10 cents, while that of diesel will increase by 8 cents. And when we catch up on the international news and also on the business news this morning, I can tell you oil has gone up to over $100 a barrel.
Just a state of mind, a puzzle made of pieces you can't.
That is A1 and Caught in the Middle at 15 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. I'll just take a look again at some of those things that are relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. And I came across some 1965, and apparently it was on this day that the Beach Boys recorded this.
You remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
for wearing your green.
There we go. John Fred and the Playboy band there. And Judy in Disguise with Glasses. And that goes back, well, we were talking about, when we helped me Rhonda, 1965. That was 2 years later. That was in 1967. Was a hit for them, John Fred and his Playboy band. And it was jointly written and composed by Fred and his bandmate, Andrew Bernard. Now, the song features strings, brass and sitar in there as well, piano, bass, guitars, drums, you name it, breathing sounds, mustn't forget those, and discordant string sounds. Now its title is a little bit of a play and a mondegreen of the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and Fred thought the lyrics were Lucy in Disguise with Diamonds when he first heard the song. Now, mondegreen, this is an interesting one. If you're wondering what mondegreen is, it's a mishearing or misinterpretation of a phrase in a way that gives it new meaning. Now, mondegreens are most often created by a person listening to a poem or a song and the listener being unable to hear a lyric clearly. Substitute words that sound similar and make some kind of sense. Now, my example of a mondegreen is teeth fall out, teeth fall out. See what I mean? What are they singing? Coldplay and Adventures of a Lifetime. Get the woohoo bit, that's okay. The old teeth fall out bit, I can't get. That's a Coldplay in Adventures of a Lifetime. Dr. Computer will be with us later on this morning. He's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking about backups today.
Now I got it to a science. All this sabotage of sweetness, dancing on a razor's edge. Where does it start? Where does it end? 2 nights ago, my broken heart was on the mend. No, I should go, but it's so hard when you walk in. I'm not myself when we're apart. I can't pretend. Open up, I'm only you. Loving you, yeah. I'm only human. I'm about to do the thing I know I shouldn't do, yeah. We don't know how the story's gonna end, but I know you're gonna bring mine again. I'm only human. How am I supposed to stop myself from loving you, yeah. Heaven or disaster,
I'm only human. How am I supposed to stop myself from loving you?
There we go, that is Callum Scott there, and Stop Myself, Only Human. Time on the Breakfast Show. We've got to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama, and Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now, you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Diaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, for more information, contact them via Instagram, @AlorricaPanama. @AlorricaPanama. No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Absolutely. And it is time on The Breakfast Show, 2 minutes after the 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international news. I think one thing I can tell you, that we're going to have a global reshaping. Things are not looking good. Russian forces invaded Ukraine by land, air and sea on Thursday, confirming the worst fears of the West and the biggest attack by one state against another in Europe since World War II. Russian missiles rained down on Ukraine cities. Ukraine reported columns of troops pouring across its borders into the eastern Chernihiv and Kharkiv and Luhansk regions, and landing by sea at the port cities of Odessa and Mariupol in the south. Explosions could be heard before dawn in the capital, Kiev. Gunfire rattled as sirens blared across the city, and the highway out became choked with traffic as residents tried to flee. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin's aim was to destroy his state. Putin has just launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Peaceful Ukrainian cities are under strikes, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said on Twitter. This is a war of aggression. Ukraine will defend itself and will win. The world can and must stop Putin. The time to act is now. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell said these are among the darkest hours of Europe since the Second World War. Central European countries braced on Thursday to receive people fleeing Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with Poland setting up reception points on its border with Hungary, planning to send troops to create a corridor for refugees. The countries on the European Union's eastern flank were all once part of the Moscow-led Warsaw Pact and are now members of NATO. Among them, Poland, Hungary, Slovakia and Romania all share land borders with Ukraine. Germany will offer support to countries in Eastern Europe, especially Poland, facing an influx of refugees after Russia invaded Ukraine, Interior Minister Nancy Faeser said on Thursday. German media have cited estimates that between 200,000 and 1 million people may flee to the European Union from Ukraine in the event of a war. Belgium wants the European Union to stop issuing visas to all Russian citizens, including students, workers and tourists. Asylum minister said on Thursday in response to Moscow's attack on Ukraine, Russia's reckless attack forces us to be careful with Russians wishing to come to Belgium. Junior Minister for Asylum and Migration Sami Mahdi said in a statement. At the moment, Russians are not welcome here. A general visa ban for Russians should not be a taboo, he said, adding that should affect both short and long-term stays. European Union leaders will impose new sanctions on Russia, freezing its assets, halting its banks' access to European financial markets, and targeting Kremlin interests over its barbaric attack on Ukraine. This is according to senior officials of the European Union. Western partners in nuclear talks with Iran in Vienna have to make decisions on crucial issues to help reach an agreement, Iranian officials said on Thursday on Twitter. Reuters reported last week that a US-Iranian deal was taking shape to revive the pact abandoned in 2018 by the then US President Donald Trump, who also reimposed extensive sanctions on Iran. As COVID-19 rages across Hong Kong at the start of the sensitive political year for China, and President Xi Jinping is determined not to be embarrassed and undermined as it was by the often violent protests that rocked the city in 2019. In the past week since Xi told the city its overriding mission was to control the worsening crisis, Hong Kong has stepped up anti-COVID measures, including plans for mass testing and buttressed by equipment testing vehicles and personnel from mainland China. That's it for the international news. I say all the headlines really are about the issue of the Russian launch of a all-front attack on Ukraine. And you'll see the main interesting points of this. We'll see in the international business news at 7:30, because the market's obviously affected. And as I mentioned earlier on, oil, well, that's over $100 a barrel now.
Have them so.
Chicka 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 Khan, and that's Ain't Nobody. Time on the Breakfast Show, 11 minutes after the 7 o'clock. What we're going to do, we'll take another piece of music from Ashford and Simpson. Love Don't Make It Right. This is the 12-inch disco mix. After that, we'll take a look and see what the weather's doing for today. Just joined us. A very good morning to you.
Thank you.
say, well, that's supposed to 15 minutes after the 7 o'clock, if you keep an eye on the time. As I said, Ashford and Simpson love to make it right. Let's take a look and see what's happening with the weather for today, shall we, here for us in Panama as we get ready for our long carnival weekend. We are looking at Costa Rica in the province of Colón first, as we do, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for that area for today. 20 degrees Celsius will be the minimum, with 36 degrees Celsius being the thermal sensation. Relative humidity is creeping up over there, though, at 85%. A chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight, chance of a few showers. Moving across to this side of the isthmus, we're going to take a look at West Panama, Panama Oeste. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with 23 the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation is going to feel pretty warm, and the relative humidity is being turned up. That's up at 80%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, cloudy in the afternoon, which will be a bit of a respite, and partially cloudy tonight as well. Now, let's take a look. Let's move along here to us in the metropolitan area. See what's happening here in the metro. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with a minimum temperature of 23. 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity, same as West Panama, 80%. That's gone up. That was something done in the 50s and 60s over the last few days, but that has gone up to 80%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. It'll be cloudy in the afternoon and back to partially cloudy tonight. Now, out in the Gulf, I expect that a lot of those gin palaces will be disappearing off out there over the weekend, and for a nice break. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. Now, I tell you, it is the last on the scale of mild discomfort. It's 39 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. One more degree and you're in big discomfort. Relative humidity, that's gone way up. That's up at 90%, the relative humidity. We're looking at partially cloudy during the course of this morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and back to partially cloudy tonight. So that's whole, really covering the whole of this area in that respect. Moving on to maritime conditions for today, let's start with a look at the tides, shall we? Low tide, this is on the Pacific side. Low tide was at 3:14 this morning, 0.49 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 9:15 this morning. High tide, 9:15, that'll be 3.93 meters. Low tide again, 3:33 in the afternoon, 0.76 of a meter. And the last high tide, 9:38 tonight, and that'll be 4.11 meters. On the Caribbean, what do we have for you? We have high tide, that was at 6:49 this morning, so about half an hour ago, and that was 0.4 of a meter, the high tide. Low tide will be at 2:31 in the afternoon, that'll be minus 0.09 of a meter. High tide again, 7:38 tonight, that'll be 0.03 of a meter, and the last low tide, 11:58, just before midnight tonight, minus 0.03 of a meter. So there we go. That is the tide information for you today. Now let's take a look and see sea conditions. Especially if you're boarding, you might want to know this. Now let's start on the Caribbean coast. We're looking at a small craft advisory for today. 30 to 31 kilometer an hour winds coming in from a north-northeasterly direction. Waves at 6 feet, all right, 6 feet waves during the course of this morning. Small craft advisory, so yes, if you're boarding today, please, all due caution. I know you do that anyway. In the afternoon, not much of a change. We've got 30 kilometre an hour winds. Direction has changed from north-northeast to north-east in the afternoon, 30 kilometres an hour. Waves, no change there. That's at 6 feet. Moving over to the Pacific coast, let's see what's in store here this morning. No advisory for you. It says good conditions. We're looking at 20 to 30 kilometre an hour winds. coming in, same as on the other side, from the north-northeast. Waves at 2 feet. Much better to be boarding on this side today, isn't it? In the afternoon, still good conditions, no change. Winds are going to drop right down to a very slight breeze, really, 7 kilometres an hour. And that'll be coming from the south. And the waves, no change. They're going to stay at 2 feet. There we go, yes, there is Cher and Dove L'Amore, and that was the Emilio Estefan Jr. mix. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are 25 and a half minutes, almost, after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. In around about 5 minutes' time or so, we'll take a look at some of the international business news this morning. A lot happening. If you're working in the world of business, I think you might be in for a busy day. Let's say a very good morning, a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou this morning. She was up with us bright and breezy. Says, beautiful cloudy day. The sun's coming out now, though. Wishes everybody a good day. And she says, can't wait for the weekend to rest. I know how you feel. Can you please play like this one? Can you please play A Beer for My Horses? Why not? Beer for My Horse is from Toby Keith.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news, say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
There we go, like those lines, yes. Whiskey for my man, beer for my horses, and rum for Jerry. Time on the breakfast show, we are 28 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to us, of course, on Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's blessed.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And great to be with you this morning. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. The time right now is just 25 seconds after half past the hour of 7 o'clock. Take a look at some of the business news for this morning. A little bit of turmoil this morning, I guess. Oil prices, as we mentioned earlier, they broke $100 a barrel for the first time since 2014. Stock markets slumped and the ruble hit a record low on Thursday after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched an invasion of Ukraine. Markets displayed all the predictable reactions. Europe's main stock markets opened 2.5% to 4% lower, and benchmark government bonds, the dollar, Swiss franc, Japanese yen and gold all rallied in a move to safety. Putin said that he had authorized what he called a special military operation, and the Ukraine government accused Moscow of launching a full-scale invasion. The United States and its allies will impose severe sanctions on Russia after the attacks, US President Joe Biden said. Europe's leaders said that they would freeze assets and shut Russian banks out of its financial markets. Russian and Ukraine markets were in free fall. The ruble weakened nearly 7% to an unprecedented 86.98 per dollar, and there were 10% plus falls on the Moscow Stock Exchange when it opened after an initial suspension. Now, the Russian Central Bank then ordered a ban on short selling and over-the-counter markets until further notice. The equities rout had started with a 2.6% dive for Pan-Asian indices. Europe's Stoxx 600 index then fell 2.75%, hitting its lowest since May of 2021 and 10% below a January record high. The German DAX fell 3.7%, bearing the brunt of the sell-off due to heavy reliance on Russian energy supplies and the amounts its companies sell to Russia. The surge in oil prices helped limit losses on the UK's commodity-heavy FTSE 100, although it still slumped 2.3% and future markets pointed to similar falls for Wall Street later. S&P 500 E-minis were down 2% and Nasdaq futures were 2.8% lower, which, if it materializes, would confirm the tech-focused index it is in a so-called bear market. In the past, when you have had geopolitical flare-ups, you tend to have a very volatile periods on markets and then normalization. But it's difficult to assess when we will get that, said LGIM portfolio manager Justin Onikwasi. The dollar index was up 0.5% in the currency markets. Assets have seen a sharp increase in volatility over the deepening crisis, with the CBOE Volatility Index, known as Wall Street's Fear Gauge, up more than 55% over the past 9 days. Brent crude futures jumped more than 3.5% to shoot past the $100 a barrel for the first time since September of 2014. West Texas Intermediate leapt 4.6% to $96.22 per barrel, its highest since August of 2014, while gold jumped more than 1.7% to hit its highest level since early January of 2021. That dive for safety also saw yields on Germany's AAA rated government bonds drop 8 basis points to 1.139%, the lowest in 3 weeks. The benchmark US 10-year yield was down sharply too, going as low as 1.86% from its US close of $1.977%, and before edging back up to 1.9%. And the Moscow Exchange said on Thursday morning that it had suspended trading on all markets. The exchange will announce the resumption of trading at a later date. This was earlier on this morning. Britain's biggest domestic lender, Lloyds, said on Thursday that it was on heightened alert for cyber attacks from Russia as the crisis in Ukraine was worsening. We've been on heightened alert internally around our cyber risk controls, and we've been focused on this now for quite a while, Lloyds CEO Charlie Nunn told reporters after the bank's full-year results. Preparation for potential cyber attacks was discussed in a meeting between the government and the banking industry leaders about Russia On Wednesday, Nunn added that Lloyd had been on heightened alert for the last couple of months. United States banks were well prepared for the Western sanctions announced so far over Russia's aggression towards Ukraine, but they are still nailing down details and worry that new measures could increase the cost and complexity of enforcing the new restrictions, lawyers and industry executives have said. So that's it. Yeah, so if you make your way into it this morning, if you're in the financial sector, you might want to wear a crash helmet. So that's it. That is what's happening in the world of finance. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 24 minutes before the hour, 8 o'clock. Ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Oh, yeah.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 35? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little.
There she goes, Joy Crooks there, When You Were Mine.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun.
will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo! Galileo!
Galileo Piccolo!
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
You let me go.
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah! We will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah! We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Classic, always one that we're asked to play here on The Breakfast Show. Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody. 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, from 8 o'clock here on the Breakfast Show. We'll just take a little rummage, as we do, seeing today is Thursday, and it's a techie day. We'll be talking with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, in the 8 o'clock hour today. And we're going to be talking about backups, how important they are, how you can be doing them, etc., etc. But looking at some of the other stuff in the techie news, Donald Trump's social media app is having a rocky start, apparently. The launch of Truth Social, which debuted on Sunday, was beset by technical errors that made it difficult for some users to create accounts, and appears to have censored an account that poked fun at the app's CEO. Which, of course, the whole idea of this was not to have any censorship. Australia forced Facebook and Google to pay for news. Now other countries are copying its playbook. Last year, Australia succeeded in forcing tech giants to pay the media for news, as more countries follow suit now. Insider, the people we get our information from, spoke to local sources about the impact of its news media bargaining code. Some of your favourite television shows could be coming to an end in 2022. Ozark, This Is Us, and Peaky Blinders are among the shows that won't be returning for another season after this year. Shame. Absolute shame. Tina Turner on The Breakfast Show at 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. A bit late, but a very good morning to you. I'm going to be with you for the next couple of hours through till 10 o'clock. Good to me, yes, better be good to me from Tina Turner. And it's a very good breakfast show morning to Renee, just drops the line. Good morning to you, Renee says, did you see, by the way, the movie Bohemian Rhapsody? And it was really good. I'm trying to remember, was that was the one, I guess, that was about, I can't remember, but it was, must have been the one that was about a queen. And if that's the one I'm thinking of, with Rami Malek paying pretty much, yes I did, and it was excellent. First class, 100%. 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, this is Sam Smith. Together with Normani.
I hope I won't be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. Baby, I'm dancing.
Like that one. That's Sam Smith, I mentioned, with Normani there, and Dancing with a Stranger. And we're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. Dr. Computer will be joining us in the next hour. So we're talking about backing up, doing our backups, which of course is very important. And I mean, most of my stuff is done all sort of automatically. A lot of my info, etc., just immediately goes up to Dropbox. But there are other ways of backing up. For instance, backing up the whole of your computer's layout, everything, you know, all to do with the operating system. So we'll find out a bit more about that a little bit later on from Alex. And what else? Well, yeah, we'll check in with Ingrid as well. And last hour today, we'll have a little chat with Yasmin, see what she's been up with. Up to. So that's all to come on this morning's breakfast show. Of course, plenty of great music going right through until 8 o'clock. But as is for now, let's look at the local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
Whoa! Valet Motors! Best car service around Panama! WhatsApp them at 6431-0419! Valet Motors!
Valet Motors!
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now, you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Diaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, for more information, contact them via Instagram, @AlorricaPanama. @AlorricaPanama.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
On the rent, neon lights shining on.
off at the bodega. It's been weeks since I got up out of bed. Pushed her father for nothing but the silence. Sometimes it's nice to just be alone. Up and down, ship the rock around the diamond. Sometimes it skins me down to the bone. Wake the dead.
There we go, that's it, Once in a Lifetime, and that comes from The Night Game. We're listening to The Breakfast Show, we are on 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, you hear that sound? That's the sound of traffic in Panama City. I am back in the city. Oh, yes, it felt so good to get back home. Oh, lovely time. I had a wonderful time. You know, ever have to spend 10 days sleeping on an air mattress? The night you come home and sleep in a bed, it is a wonderful thing. I'm so pleased. I missed you, Panama. Oh, I missed you too, Jerry. I'll give you a kiss. Hey, Jazz, I'm going to be careful with you. I'll give you a little smooch. There you go. Okay. Yes, it has been wonderful. It was a good 10 days. It's the longest I think I've been out of the country since I moved here. So that's kind of, wow, that's wild. Now I remember why I moved here. The States are great. There's a lot of fun and good things there. I saw a lot of good people and had a good time. But there's nothing like being at home. It's like Dorothy, if you click your heels, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. I'm so happy to be home. Well, tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. And, oh, I got to dig me up some good ones for you all this time. I hope to be back in El Valle soon. I got to get to work here. I got to go see a client, do some work. Got some things to get done. Oh, man, errands to run. You know, got to pick up supplies because we don't have all them supplies in the hinterlands. As Jerry said, I'm out there in La Finca. But, oh, I can't wait to get home there, too. I think I have some bananas ready to cut down. Maybe that's what we'll do tomorrow together. We'll cut some nanners down. Okay. All right. You keep washing those hands. Stay away from people. We're going to get through this. We really are. I know we've been saying this over and over, but the truth is coming. I have seen light at the end of the tunnel. All right. Everything else, back to you in the studio.
There we go. That's it, Antique. Yes, that's me. And I would die for you. Not quite. Time on the Breakfast Show is 25 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Is that time of the week? It's always great when I've got Alex with me here in the studio. And I'd like to talk tech. And so, very good morning to Alex.
Good morning. And I would go through a very, very inconvenient situation for you as well.
We won't go there, Alex. So, how you been? What's happened in your world over the last week?
Oh, I don't know, invasions, things like that. No, but really, work-wise, a lot of work. Fortunately, a lot of people working from home, needing technology and advice and whatever, and I'm there for them. So,
okay, so the world is good.
At least in that regard.
Well, in there, yes. Yeah. We were just talking, and one of the reasons when we were chatting earlier on, we were talking about what we're going to do today, and you sort of said, well, how about backups? And I thought, well, now might be an ideal time to talk about backups, because we're possibly entering into a very dangerous stage globally with what's going on in Europe at the moment. I mean, this is the first invasion of a friendly country in Europe since the last dictator, which was in World War II.
Yeah.
And this isn't going to end well.
I don't think it will. And it's interesting to see that a lot of the alternate history video games that have to do with things like Einstein going back in time and stopping Hitler always wind up with Stalin invading the rest of Europe.
So, you know, if this was to escalate, and I've thought about this for a long time, if there was a conflict between the two, because, you know, you got to remember, Russia, they're going to have a lot of sanctions mm-hmm. put on them, okay? So they're basically not going to be able to trade with the dollar, they're not going to be able to trade with the euro, et cetera, et cetera. So he's got nothing to lose if he, for instance, and I've always had this thing, you know, if I was playing, there could be somebody who's got a couple of explosives wrapped around the transatlantic data cables.
Yeah, or maybe gigantic cable clippers.
Or something. Yeah. So, if those were to be cut, what effect would it have?
I think it would be pretty important. Although, the thing is, there's not just one cable. There's like dozens of them, and some of them are redundant. So, it wouldn't be impossible, but
to
it
reroute?
Would be... Yeah, it would be very, very inconvenient, though. Mm. That would be definitely the situation. And it would probably be overly expensive, just the operation and everything. So I think it's definitely in the realm of possibility, but I don't think it's practical.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the reason is because if we're backing up now, a lot of us are using now cloud services.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us don't have any choice. They take your pictures and bung them on the cloud. And they, you know, I personally use Dropbox. Mm. But then with my laptops and with my main computers, it's also on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, I still have access to that information. But for people that are putting information on the cloud and not using it to, or not taking up space on their own, own computers, if somebody were to, say, shut down Dropbox computer, are you at risk of losing everything that you would
definitely
have?
You definitely are. And I'll try to explain in a bit. So, for example, you mentioned Dropbox. There is one option in Dropbox that says keep the files that you haven't used in a while in the cloud so they don't take up space on your hard drive.
Right.
If you're a Dropbox user or a OneDrive user or any other cloud storage user, and you want to keep a local copy, you need to make sure that option is off, because it's great for laptops with small hard drives and tablets and things like that, because you can access anything that you haven't touched in a while pretty easily just by, you know, tapping on it or clicking on it, and it will instantaneously download most files. I mean, if it's a huge video file or something, it'll take a while, but otherwise, you should be able to access your files pretty quickly. Which is the case, for example, for my phone. I keep all of my pictures, you know, on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I do take them out eventually every, you know, three or four times a year. I try to empty out what's on my phone so it doesn't fill up. But I do have OneDrive because it's part of my office subscription. You can pay about $50 a year for a personal office subscription that includes 1 terabyte of OneDrive space. And I believe you can pay around $70 to $80 for a family version that will let you install on up to 5 devices.
That's what I have.
Exactly.
I have it here. Yasmin has it. Christina has it. Neil has it. So we all share the same.
So you have Dropbox on your phone, but if you install OneDrive on your phone, you can also tell your phone to upload stuff to OneDrive as well, which is what I do. I have OneDrive on my phone. I also have the Google option to do the same with Google Drive and Google Photos. And I actually pay a little more for storage on Google, which is about $20 a year, which I think is pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also an Amazon Prime member, which I believe you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon Prime members get free Amazon storage if you download the Amazon Photos application as well. So if photos are important and videos are important, the ones you take on your phone, either you cherish your family treasure photos or you're a content creator, it's not a bad idea to have more than one of these cloud services, just in case one of them goes down for whatever reason.
Sure, I can see the sense in that. I have got OneDrive, but I think I'm not using OneDrive to do everything, but perhaps I should do, like you say, then you've got a backup if you have a problem with one of them. But it all gets, it's all getting very complicated because everybody's got cloud now. And you think, oh, where's that gone? Or where's that gone? Or, you know, if you have an app and it says, well, everything is on our cloud, whatever. And it gets a little bit out of sort of, it's a little bit like all your passwords. You know, where do I have my information?
Well, you can also use the Edge browser to keep your passwords in, such as other mm-hmm. password managers. So, yeah, you have to, you know, deal with that, just like you have to deal with budgets and spending and all these other grown-up things. This is just one more thing that's part of your digital life now. That's the way we live. Now, that being said, there's always, and you can look this up anytime if you need to, a strategy called the 3-2-1 backup, where you have at least three copies of everything, two of them ready at hand, and one that's completely offline, if possible. You, for one, have an offline backup of all your music and shows and everything, and you update that regularly, so that even if all the cloud services are down, say, you know, something bad would happen to you or something, you know, you still have access to all of this stuff in a way that you can read. That being said, you should be careful with the long-term availability of all this information, because it's easy to just back it up and forget about it. And sometimes people make mistakes. For example, I remember one case pretty clearly that a company would make a daily backup of their accounting information, and one time they actually needed to retrieve that information, they went and retrieved it, and what they saw was that they had backed up the wrong folder, so they only had the demo company that came with the accounting package. So instead of, you know, so-and-so's Emporium, it said something about a demo pool company or something that comes with the software. So they had to recreate their accounting data for about 3 years worth of work, which took them several months.
Of course.
And I also remember very fondly, back when I started working with computers in 1987 at a place called Sonitel that doesn't exist anymore. It was absorbed by Cable and Wireless and then by Liberty Communications. We had one company that was making a backup of their Lotus 1-2-3 spreadsheet that they used for their accounting on a diskette, one of those 5 1/4-inch floppy diskettes.
Oh, yes, the nice ones in cardboard.
And the person in charge would make a backup every day and then also print out all the transactions that they did every day. So one day they needed to get information because the floppy that they used for daily work had worn out. So they went to the filing cabinet, opened it up, and there they were. Hundreds and hundreds of floppy diskettes and the reports stapled together. So none of the backups ever worked. So one important thing, especially about offline backups, is that you need to test them. Test them, because otherwise it's as if you hadn't made it. It's like Schrodinger's backup.
Sure.
It works and it doesn't at the same time until you need it. And then you open the box and the cat is
dead. So, things may have changed, but do not staple a USB.
Yeah. You probably need a staple gun for that, but still.
I remember the early days of cell phones, when we had our cell phones. And when you got another phone, you had to physically type everything back in the new phone. It wasn't, I mean, now it's amazing, isn't it? I go and buy a new phone and it just immediately can transfer everything and make my new phone exactly the same as my old phone.
And you can do it over the cloud, you can do it over Wi-Fi, or you can do it over cable. I mean, for example, the phone that I'm using now, the Honor 50, my previous phone was an S20 FE from Samsung, and there's a smart switch application that would let me just copy everything over cable, and it was pretty fast, pretty good, and everything transferred over. And even if I hadn't, just by installing my Google account, all my apps and settings and everything moved over. Of course, there are exceptions, things like your bank account password and things like that, which not transferring over as easily might be a good thing in this case.
No, absolutely. So, and I mean, so in a way, you see, there we are. I mean, you don't need to physically back up your phone, because if you have it a Google account or whatever, it is automatically saved for you, isn't it?
It is. Still, there are things like the downloads folder where, you know, if somebody sent you a message with a file attachment and you opened it up or whatever, it's not a bad idea to at least twice or, you know, more times a year if you can, hook up your phone with a cable to the computer and then copy over whatever it is you need. That's one way. Another way, and you may have noticed some USB sticks being sold at retail stores that have both the USB portion, like the regular big USB, and they have a USB-C connector. And you can just put that in, go to the Files application on your phone, and then use that to move things over to that and then put it on your computer or save it in a safe space. There's also Lightning port available so that if you have an iPhone, you can do the same. And the great thing about that is that even though the iPhone itself doesn't have a clear-cut files management application like Android does, usually these little USB sticks will come with applications that will let you move data off your phone, which is great if you're going off for carnavales this weekend and you're filming a lot of video and taking a lot of pictures and you're away from your computer or you don't have a cell phone reception that can upload stuff to the iCloud and free up space on your phone. You can still get all of that information off of your phone and keep on using it without fear of your phone filling up and not letting you record more stuff on it. So that's another interesting little bit of information. There are even SSD drives like the one you have right here, and those can hook up to your phone as well, and you can use them and take information off in a very, very secure, very fast way. That being said, you do have to take into account that all of these backups that you have offline, like the external hard drives that you have and so on, they usually have a specific amount of usable lifetime. Like external hard drives usually last for 1.5 to 3 years of constant use, or maybe 5 to 10 years of like shelf life if you just put them on a shelf somewhere. It's not a bad idea to at least once a year, once every 2 years, just take them out of the drawer, hook them up to a computer, and then copy them over to a fresh drive. And this is also important if you've made any backups 10 or 15 or 20 years ago on CDs or Blu-rays, because there are CDs and Blu-rays. There's a standard called M-Disc that are for archival purposes, and they are made in a way that they withstand a lot of, they have a pretty good shelf life. They boast that they have 100 years of shelf life. But make sure your CD-ROM or Blu-drive reader still works.
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to be stuck with a piece of plastic that you can't read. So in that regard, solid-state drives that you don't use much might be a little bit better of an option if it's data that you might need in the near term. If it's in the long term, you need to have a good reader that's in good condition with no dust or rust or anything like that that you could read your optical media on.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's stone tablets.
All right, yes, and a chisel, hammer and a chisel. And, that reminds me, because Alex mentioned I've sort of got, let me see, we'll be finishing our 12th year in April. So I have 12 years of breakfast shows, all archived.
Oh, wow.
So when I'm dead and gone, you just have to go back and start them all over again. Isn't that great? We're going to take a piece of music, then we'll be back with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. We played a track earlier on at the request of Mary Lou. It was a track by Toby Keith, and it was Beer for My Horses, which I thought was a very good idea. And it reminded me, because I got hold of a particular track by Toby Keith, so I thought it was rather interesting, because of advancing years, and it was called Don't Let the Old Man In. And this song came about because he was chatting with Clint Eastwood, and he was talking to Clint Eastwood about, you know, how do you keep going at your advanced years. And he says, you know what, he says, I get up every morning, I get up and I make myself a promise, and it's don't let the old man in. And that's what the song is called. Toby Keith.
Don't let the old man in. I won't live it some more. Can't leave it up to him. He's knocking on my door. knew all of my life that someday it would end. Get up and go outside. Don't let the old man in. Many moons I have lived, my body's withered and worn. Ask yourself, how would you be if you didn't know the day you were born? Try to love on your wife and stay close to your friends. Toast each sundown with wine. Don't let the old man.
That's it. Don't let the old man in. Toby Keith. All stemming from a nice interview, nice chat he did with Clint Eastwood, who's absolutely incredible. I mean, he's still going, his half Clint.
Yeah.
You know, so there we go. Hope for us yet. He's obviously been backed up somewhere.
I think there's some medication for that.
There probably is. It's called mummification. What are the dangers that we... most likely, what should we be very wary about when backing up our data? I mean, how safe are some of these people that back up? They're talking about Dropbox. And I think you mentioned to me that this is not in just one place, right?
That is correct. You should have at least one more place where your data is that is inaccessible. Unless you actually really need it.
But as for Dropbox themselves, do they just have one main computer where they keep everybody's information, or are they scattered all over the place?
It's scattered all over the place in ways that make it easy for them to recover in case of, you know, problems, but difficult if you need to get access to all of that information. And it's pretty well partitioned. I mean, they have a pretty big security budget, so it's... Still, there are some people that might say, well, I still don't want Dropbox to be able to access my data. So what do you do? What you do in that regard is there are certain applications and tools that you can use to encrypt the information on your computer so that encrypted file is what gets copied over to your cloud provider. That way, even if your cloud provider gets, you know, a gun pointed in their face and, you know, they say... hand it over, and they hand over your data, it's still unusable to that third party. But what is very important is that whatever backup that you have, at least one of them that can be accessible to you in time of need, is inaccessible to you most other times, or is write only, because if you have a problem like ransomware on your machines, the problem is if you want to restore that information, you might be restoring the ransomware along with the correct data. So you have to have a way to ensure that the integrity of the data is being preserved, and that if you want to restore that information, you're starting from a clean slate. There are two ways to do that. One's called bare metal. That is, your computer is completely blank. with no information, no operating system, nothing, and then you start from that. That takes a little longer, but it's a little bit safer in some instances. Another way is to have a prepared image of your computer in a blank state, like ready to go. And that takes less time, and it's better to prepare that way. If you're running like applications in your company, or you have a database, or you know, more sophisticated things mm-hmm. than the average mm-hmm. consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a business owner or you work at a business, it's important that you know that you have some sort of backup strategy that you have tested, so you know exactly how much time you will need in case of a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
Most big companies measure this in nines, and as in how many percentage points are you available and you can tolerate it, you know, if you're not available. For example, 99.99% of a month means you can be out for, like, you know, a couple of hours.
Right. Mm-hmm.
99.999% means you can be out for an hour or two, maybe. Four nines means a few minutes. Five nines means a few seconds, and so on. The more nines you add to this availability, the more you're going to have to invest in infrastructure, in work, in planning, and so on. But you need to test it. And you need to have some sort of return to business timing that you know, okay, for example, let's say you needed to leave this building.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody mm-hmm. discovered, I don't know, some neighbor of yours had some radioactive material or whatever, and you have to leave the place for a couple of months. How soon do you think you could be back on air with nothing but what you have on you right now?
That I have on me?
Yes.
My
including
phone.
Your phone and your wallet.
I've got my phone, so yeah. That could get me back on air. All I'd have to do is, this is the interesting thing, actually, just sort of going off the subject mm-hmm. about radio.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I learned when I did radio when I was a late teen and with the Royal Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we had two studios. We had a main studio, and the studios in those days were divided. You mm-hmm. had the controller who handled all the music, and then you were the announcer on the other side of the screen. But it's a little bit like, you know, people say about all this equipment we got here, which is completely irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not radio.
Mm-hmm.
All this is a means of delivering information to the transmitter. And I have it built this way because that's the way I like to work. But at the end of the day, all I have to do is plug in my phone. I have music on my phone, and I could put that in just very quickly by just plugging that into directly into our output here from the studio, going to Cool FM, and that would go out on the transmission. In fact, we did that a couple of times in Fawcett Radio Sharjah, mm-hmm. whereby we would have an issue with the main studio. Mm-hmm. And all we did was literally go to the output to the transmitter, which was in those days, all this equipment mm-hmm. was huge. But you just put a big jack in the middle, and you put a tape recorder, reel-to-reel tape mm-hmm. recorder in, and you started playing music. And you'd take out, fade down the studio, put the tape recorder going out through the transmitter
mm-hmm.
while you set up the second studio. And good. Once you got the second studio up and running, you would just take that down and then come back on air. And I mean, the same thing is now. It's not difficult. You just need to have a means of, mind you, I'm saying it's not difficult. I hate these phones that do not have
an audio jack.
Come on. I mean, for heaven's sake.
You can get one for $7. I'll tell you more about that later. But
You can get an adapter, but I don't carry an adapter around with me.
I know. You don't want to carry dongles around. So the thing is, that would be the core business. But what about the back office? Your invoicing, your accounts payable, and all of that. That would probably take you over a day to restore and get back to work and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's acceptable to you, then you're fine. If not, then you'd have to say, okay, so on my way out the door, I might have to carry my laptop with me, or I would have to go over to a retail store, buy a new laptop, and get all those files from Dropbox, for example, and so on. So again, this is something, an exercise, a mental exercise that all business owners should make, in the sense that, okay, what's the worst that can happen, and how soon could I be back to fully working? I mean, the ideal part would be you moving into some other place with about the same amount of kit that you have here, that would probably take you a week or two. Maybe.
Okay, let me give you another scenario, because it's in a way it's a backup situation, but it's not, because I don't know as much you can do about it. And it's to do with accounting, it's to do with company business or whatever. And I mean, when I was in the oil business here, I mean, we had to make payments, we had to make them by certain deadlines. The other week, so I won't mention the name of the company, but the internet went down, and it went down for about 8 hours. What if I have bills to pay from my bank?
Time sensitive.
To yes, of course. And I mean, a lot of business, it is time sensitive, especially if you're dealing in commodities like oil, because the prices are changing all the time and you do it based on a particular price. If I can't make, you know, what is it, you know, why can't, I mean, what can these people do? I mean, one of the things I'm really against, I thought it was a good idea, because they offer you these great packages where you've got your internet, you've got your television, you've got your telephone, all on the one optical system.
Unless you're an existing customer, then you get...
Then you get screwed. but that's... But no, I mean, I have that system, which I have had for some time, which cost me a lot more than they're offering to people now. But what I'm getting at here is the ludicrous situation that you find yourself in, because if it goes down, you lose your internet. So you have no connection to the internet at all. You lose your TV. So you can't do anything to keep you occupied while they sort out the problems. And lastly, is that, you know, well, give us a call on 123. Well, fine, but my phones are down as well. I mean, it's a ludicrous situation. I mean, putting all your eggs in one basket is stupid. And I'm really seriously looking. I want it segregated. I at least want my phones separate to the other end. But then, of course, they'll charge you more, won't they? But I don't think they think this through, and I don't think they take it really seriously enough. Is to the amount of damage that they can cause a company that has to make time-sensitive payments and the repercussions for that company. Can you sue them?
I don't know that you can. That is more of a question for a lawyer. But what I can tell you...
But back up, they don't have an alternate route, do they?
No. It's a single point of failure. And that's what you try to eliminate when you're thinking about not only backups, but resiliency and disaster recovery. In this case, for example, if the internet goes down in my home, which it does for seconds at a time, every couple of months or so, I could always connect my phone to my laptop and continue working using the data connection and so on. And that might be good enough for me, but it might not be good enough for, say, a stockbroker that does transactions on a millisecond basis.
Sure.
So if
sure.
you are that, then you might have to invest in a second internet connection and a firewall that can handle two or more connections at the same time. Both for load balancing, so that you know, use it even if both your connections are fine, and also for a disaster recovery, and if you have a, you know, resiliency, if you have the need to have an always on internet connection. I, for one, the firewall that I have in my home has a couple of network ports, and it can also do Wi-Fi, so I can share the Wi-Fi from my phone to my firewall and then give that access to the rest of my home, so the entire home is connected to the internet. So, yeah, but that's just me, because I'm a tech enthusiast.
Because, you know, when this happened, and we were actually working here in the studio without the internet, what I was trying to do was use my phone as the hotspot that I could connect it. Wouldn't connect.
Yeah.
Would not connect. Insistently. Cannot connect. Cannot connect. What's the story there?
It could be several things. Even though there is a set of Wi-Fi standards, sometimes they'll just not connect because they don't understand each other correctly, like trying to speak with a person with a very heavy accent.
We all need to learn Russian, by the way.
Привет. The thing is, sometimes you'll have that problem. What you need to do, at least on your phone, is to maybe switch to another frequency. A lot of the phones, when you can share your data, you can switch to 2.4 or 5. It could be more compatible in one or the other. The other thing you can do is it's the authentication capability. There's WPA2 and WPA3 switch from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
These are standards required to encrypt the information that goes over the air, WPA3 being more secure but less compatible with older devices older Wi-Fi cards. You could also get another Wi-Fi card that's newer than the ones that's built into your machine, either by getting a new module installed, because they are modular, or by getting one of those USB dongles on the side of the computer with a newer standard, such as Wi-Fi 6. That would also help.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the signal here is, at least phone service-wise, not as good as maybe a few kilometers that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that could also be part of the problem. So we'd have to see. But yeah, there's things you can toggle on and off, or things you can try on your machine to improve
that. Would this be affected at all? I mean, I know I'm trying to connect with the machine.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess this doesn't have anything to do with my router. Or
not at all.
No.
Not at that point. Because
no.
you're not leaving through your router.
Mm.
My router in particular is another computer. And it's got multiple network ports. And there are several videos on the internet that can tell you how to turn a computer into a router. And that's a topic that I've covered before in my show. The box that you get from your internet provider, that white tall box that you have, is at the same time a router, a firewall, an access point, and a modem. And it does all of those things kind of mediocrely. So if you tell it to just be a modem and use something else as your router, like you have with the tall Linksys box that you have, then at least that Linksys box is a much better router than the one that comes from your provider. So what I did was I have an access point, one of those Linksys ones, and I have a computer that has multiple network ports and does the routing for me. And it's much more efficient, and I get more out of it. And I can also do things like VPN and, you know, watch my cameras from the outside. It's pretty flexible in that regard. So depending on how much you need your internet for your business, you might want to look into all of these things. Just sit down one day and say, okay, if I miss this, how can I get back to work? If this goes down, how can I get back to work? And start working on that, and try to keep at least, again, three copies of all your data, two of them accessible and one offline, so that if you have ransomware, it doesn't affect that offline copy and you can rebuild from there.
Just very quickly, getting back, we're good about to finish, but going back to that point about the internet services, if the internet companies that supply the service were to put a main trunk in a circular direction around, so it's a bit like a sort of by, you know, a freeway or whatever, that they could actually, if you had a problem here, it would automatically route the other way around.
And that's how it works in most situations. The problem is, if you live outside of that circle, then you only get one lane to your house. Like if you live in a cul-de-sac and you have a, you know, something obstructing your driveway, you might have two lanes going in.
But if you had the sort of main circular route, the main cable, and then off that spurs off to wherever, like into Paitia or into whatever, so that that main route is always continuously going around. But then if it breaks over here in Marbella, then it just goes around the other way and comes into the to the spa points of Paitia.
And that's how it works right now. But
well, why did I lose all my connections?
Because you lost your single lane to that ring.
Shame on them. I mean, in Dentrovet, there's a little green box over the other side here on Via Italia. That's where it all comes from.
Yeah.
And if that, if there's a power cut over there, that's when it goes down.
Or I'll if somebody it, crashes into it.
I've exactly, seen that happen. Yeah. Yes, yeah, it wasn't me. Alex, that's it. We're out of town.
Too bad.
No, out of town. We're in town. But we're out of time. So
I'm out of it today.
Listen, Alex, as always, thank you so very much. Really, really interesting. Good
Great
friend of mine
here.
The other day says I like to listen when you've got the techie guy on because he talks in a language I understand.
Oh, I can do Spanish too.
No, it's called British.
Oh.
Alex, thanks a lot. And well, next week was today, Thursday. Yeah, all being well, we'll see you next Thursday. We'll be back on air. That's it. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman with us here on The Breakfast Show. As always, a big thanks to him. Hope you enjoyed that. Time right now, though, for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show, right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a knee, it's a blessing.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
La mayoría de los panameños estamos a favor de leyes que promuevan la paridad en la política. Y además, pensamos que al país le iría mejor si más mujeres participaran en política. Así lo demuestra un estudio realizado por Gallup en 2021. La realidad es obvia. La oferta de los partidos políticos es la misma de siempre. Y difiere de lo que piensan la mayoría de los panameños. En las elecciones del 2019, las mujeres apenas representaron el 11% de todos los candidatos elegidos. ¿Por qué hay tan pocas mujeres postuladas y elegidas a cargos de elección popular en Panamá? ¿Qué barreras impiden la participación de las mujeres en la política? Conoce más y descarga el informe completo de Diagnóstico Nacional de Barreras y Oportunidades sobre la Participación Política de las Mujeres en Panamá. Es hora de que rompamos el molde. Ingresa a libertadciudadana.org/dbo.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso. Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now you can visit their offices. They're located in One Dias from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now for more information, contact them via Instagram, @Alorica Panama. @Alorica Panama.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
There we go. That's the Raspberries. Go All the Way. That's going out to Christopher this morning. Christopher drops out a line. Says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. May we please hear Go All the Way by the Raspberries. And I certainly heard elements in there of this one. That is the Beatles, and please me if you're keeping an eye on the time. We're 24 minutes after the 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to check in with Yasmin in a little while, see how she's getting on. Well, she's going to be doing over Carnival as well. And I think we have a couple of Born on This Day in Music as well. I'll tell you what. Aha! This is Aha. Objects in the Mirror is what it's called. It's not bad either.
Down your old street, familiar smile from those you meet. You've been around, been everywhere, but objects in the rain.
Thank you. so bad. Thinking back, all the fun we had. We can stitch a life together with the fibers of the past. You cannot make a fleeting moment. Promise it will last.
So there we go, Aha and Objects in the Mirror. We're going to take one more piece of music, and then we're going to check in with Yasmin. I feel, well, this is an interesting one. Listen to this. Does it sound familiar? No, it's not that time of year again. Driving Home for Christmas. It's one you can play all year. He sort of made the same record with a different title, different words. Josephine.
There's rain on my window, but I'm thinking of you. Tears on my pillow, but I will come through. Josephine, I found my love, and every single step
That's it, yes. Driving home for Christmas for summer. There we go, Josephine from Chris Aria. You are listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM, 27 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock, so still got a little way to go. We're going to take a walk down the corridor and see what's happening in the other part. It's a lot. It's a big studio, this one. Good morning, yes.
Hello, good morning.
And are you ready for Carnival?
For 3 days.
Yes, that's it, nothing else. That's it. I mean, because we've got no sort of like big carnival celebrations, have we, this year? They sort of knocked that on the head because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But they're still encouraging people to go out into the interior, I guess, and spend a bit of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never liked carnival anyway, so.
No, I've never been a sort of carnival-y person. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm not somebody who likes crowds anyway.
Mm-hmm,
and
exactly.
To be sort of with so many people. Mm-hmm. So, and then have water thrown at you. Nah.
And around people that are drunk or.
Oh, that's okay. That's normally me.
Or crazy. No. No, thank you.
No. But what I do, because, you know, we stay in town over Carnival, is, you can actually take your car out and drive around nicely, which is really nice.
Oh, yes.
But the thing is, you do get a lot of people that haven't driven around since last Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't remember how the thing works, you know, roundabouts. I was actually hit by a car on the roundabout here in Paitia 1 year,
mm-hmm.
Because they just don't have a clue how roundabouts work. You know, I would love to see, here's a good point, from, you know, the AT&T, people like that, actual videos about telling people how to use roundabouts.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people there's a little stick on you know, next to your steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you push it upwards, a little light flashes on the right-hand side of your car, which means that you're intending to turn right. And if you put it the other way, put it down, little light flashes on the left-hand side of your car, mm-hmm. to say that you're going to be turning to the left.
Exactly.
But nobody seems to have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what they should do is they should say, well, we're going to fine you. Because it causes accidents.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You see, so there we go. That's what I do. And by the way, the button which puts on the little orange lights in every corner of your car, it's not to tell people it's raining. Okay? We know. Because we've got windscreen wipers going bing, bing, bing. We know it's raining. You don't need to put your flashers on to tell us it's raining. Driving here is so much fun, isn't it? And because... so another thing, so, you know, people talk about the drink drive laws. I remember when I first came here many, many, many years ago, and of course it wasn't a good thing, but I used to go back to England and say, hey, what are the drink driving laws like in Panama? I said, oh, not too bad. As long as you don't spill it while you're driving, you're all right. But how times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's a completely different, you know, you can't, they'll stop you, they'll find you out, and they'll take away your car, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it is the only country in the world where you do need a drink before you drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way to cope. So you're going to be staying in town?
No, we are going to Sarasota.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're going in that. That's all right. It's going in the opposite direction to everybody else.
Exactly.
You know, so you'll be all right up there.
With nice weather,
mm-hmm.
and bugs.
And bugs, and exactly, and bugs, yes.
So, you know. I'll be happy.
So you don't mind if you sort of get like bugs creeping into your room and into your bed?
Oh, no.
You don't mind that?
Mm-hmm.
Strange woman. Strange woman. I mean, you know, one thing, because what we've done now, and because it's so pleasant here, and I mean, not just in the dry season, but we've been doing it, is we have the big window open in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And you can lie there, you can hear the waves,
mm-hmm.
and you get a nice breeze.
Oh, yes.
And I'm surprised at the lack of insects that come in. Because don't get, you know, normally they would be attracted, wouldn't they? But we don't sort of get insects coming in, which is a good thing, because I'm not like you. You know, I'd be standing on the chair. Get it away from me. Yeah, bugs aren't my... I mean, bugs in general, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Cockroaches, no.
Yes.
You want to see me freak out? Put a cockroach on my pillow.
And no mosquitoes.
And no mosquitoes, because mm-hmm. they're not very nice. They're dangerous.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Hey, you've had a rummage around. You've got a couple of pieces of music for us this morning.
Mm-hmm. Born Today in Music in 1942 Paul Jones, English singer, actor, harmonica player, radio personality and television presenter, Paul Jones from British group Manfred Mann, who had the 1964 UK and US number one single, Do Wa Diddy Diddy.
Are you going to sing along?
No.
There she was, just a walking down the street, singing Do Wa Diddy Diddy. Yeah, there we go. Ready?
There she was, just a walking down the street, singing Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet, singing Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. Holding my hand just as natural as can be, singing Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day, singing Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay, singing Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. Well, I'm hurt. She's mine. I'm hers. She's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day, singing Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. Oh, we're so happy. And that's how we're gonna stay, singing
Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do.
Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, oh, yeah.
Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do.
We'll sing it.
Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do.
Oh, yeah.
Do Wa Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do.
Oh, there we go. Yes, as good today as it was then, back in 1964. We had good music back then, didn't we?
Yes, jolly music.
Jolly music, exactly. Mm-hmm. I got a little note in here. This is from Mary Lou. It says, carnivals 25 years ago were good. Now carnivals are reggaeton, not good, full of drunks and bad behaviour. You don't want to be in the middle of that.
Exactly.
So this year, no carnivals, but people will travel to the interior and other places. But I think it's a good idea, because we want to inject a little bit of money, don't we, into the interior, but all the hotels are booked and everything like that.
Yes.
And that was another thing, talking to somebody the other day. It was, I can't remember if it was on the program, but it was to do with, you know, guests in a hotel. I think it was Borghetti. They're absolutely packed. And in the interior, the hotels are full. A lot more tourists. We're seeing a lot more tourists in town now as well, which is very good.
And remember, I went there. I went to Boquete.
Oh, that's right, you did. Yeah, yeah.
And it was during the week. It was on the weekend, and it was crowded everywhere on the restaurants and.
Oh, wonderful!
You know, yeah.
That's what we need. That's what we need. The next thing we need is for us to stop wearing our masks during the day when we're out. I don't think we need to wear them when we're out anymore.
I don't know. I love it.
You like wearing your mask?
Yes.
You're going to be doing that forever, aren't you now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your next piece of music.
In 1947, Lonnie Turner, American bassist with the Steve Miller Band, who had the 1974 US number one and 1990 UK number one single, The Joker, the 1976 hit Fly Like an Eagle, and the 1982 US number one hit Abracadabra.
Oh yeah, made some great music. The one I've chosen though is the first one you mentioned, which is The Joker.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. 'Cause I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. 'Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
There they go, off into the background there. Steve Miller Band and Joker. And, we've still got tomorrow to go yet, haven't we?
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly.
We've still got to come in tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's an easy day.
Yes.
Just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, music. That's it. Then when we're done.
Yes, we need jolly music.
Okay, you want jolly music tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do that.
I'll do my best. Talking of music, our friend Bienvenido.
Oh, hello.
He dropped us a little line this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hi, he says, good morning, Jerry. He didn't mention you. He's your friend.
Oh, yes. He didn't.
No.
Oh.
I'm not going to play his piece of music then.
He forgot about me.
No, nobody could do that, because you keep reminding them. He says, hi, good morning, Jerry. I'm going to add this. Good morning, Jerry and Yasmin. big hello to all the TBS fans. That my request for this morning, because he obviously heard us playing that track by Aha,
mm-hmm.
So he asked if we could play Take On Me.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
See you tomorrow, yes?
See you tomorrow.
though I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rosa.
There we go, that's it, bringing us to the end of this morning's Breakfast Show. Lovely track there. That's I've Had the Time of My Life, and that's Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren. Just quickly before we go, good morning to Maggie. Maggie Love, she drops a little lunch, she's been with us this morning. Also to Cedric, good morning to you, Cedric. And we'll be back tomorrow, yes, before the carnival celebrations. And big thanks go out this morning to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, for talking tech with us. That was earlier on this morning. And also big thanks to, of course, Yasmin. can hear this. This is Lala the Parrot getting in before we close down. And so we've got to mention her. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, for all her work this morning, and also Born on this day in music. Thanks go out as well to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, sort of back here in Panama after a trip to the Estados Unidos. Also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK. Hopefully he's chatted to him the other day, hoping to be back in the next couple of weeks, all being well. So big thanks, of course, as always, boys and girls, Group of Grotta, keep us up and running, and to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Call FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. Please remember what you do between now and then. Keep safe, all right? You've still got to keep wearing our masks. Face shields if you're going on public transport. Keep washing your hands. Stay away from other people and you'll be safe. Because what I want to be doing tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Cuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.